As Massachusetts gradually reopens its economy, environmental activists are calling for a cleaner, more sustainable future. During the pandemic, Massachusetts put some environmental laws on hold. With phase two of the reopening underway, some of the restrictions have been lifted. Beverage containers can be returned to stores for a deposit refund, but reusable shopping bags are still banned. For an update, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Janet Dominitz, Executive Director of MassPERC.
As of Friday, June 5th, they can bring those deposit containers back to reverse vending machines. And as of Friday, June 19th, they can bring them back to redemption centers or other places where there's person-to-person contact.
Why did the state restrict this during the pandemic, and why are they allowing it at this point of the reopening process?
If you consider or look back, then we just didn't know how this virus spread, what this virus was. We weren't sure if we should breathe in and breathe out, for goodness sake. It was, you know, it was extreme. It was a very difficult time. And I can understand at that point taking big measures to be cautious. But over the weeks that followed, it became clear that most of the science and most of the medical journals are saying that it is, you know, that's not the way transmission happens, number one. And number two, you know, the governor is reopening the state. You know, we're at the beginning of phase two now. So a lot of things are getting back on the road to where they were before, and I think redeeming containers makes perfect sense.
One thing, though, that we're not back with yet is we still can't use reusable cloth shopping bags.
So along with the Sierra Club, we've called both for allowing the municipalities that had already passed plastic bag bans to go back to doing that, and we have asked that consumers be able to bring their reusable bags to the stores to bag themselves. And we did that for four reasons in no particular order. Number one, as I mentioned earlier, there is simply no legitimate science that says that plastic or paper bags are safer than reusable bags. And that leads to number two, which is there's plenty of evidence that the plastic lobbyists went wild at the beginning of this virus to lobby for the use of single-use plastic. I'm no industrial engineer, but I do the food shopping in my family. If I could bag my own groceries, I would be out of the store more quickly than the way it is right now. And it is a fact that transmission happens between two people who are close to each other.
Does this set back the whole effort to try to get a statewide plastic bag ban passed in Massachusetts?
It's funny that you say that, because I think it will work both ways. Sure, it's a setback because now over the past 3 months, we've gone back to being given plastic bags in 140 cities and towns where they had been banned, and it's become a part of our everyday life in many cases. On the other hand, I know from, you know, what I see on social media, from our members contacting us, I think that there is a heightened sensibility about how much waste this is causing. So anyway, I think, to answer your question, I think it's going to work both ways. Hopefully more people will realize that we need to reduce the use of all this stuff altogether.